by the New South Wales Government and eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with the Parramatta College. Enrol today. Call 9687 2072 or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
We all love a good chat, but there are some conversations you can't have with the neighbour over the fence. If you're struggling, you can now chat to Lifeline online. This online service is available every night. Search Crisis Chat or visit lifeline.org.au.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brady Evans. Australia will resettle 3,000 Afghans as the situation in Afghanistan deteriorates. It comes after the first Australian military flight successfully evacuated 26 people overnight. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
An Australian military plane has touched down in the United Arab Emirates after evacuating 26 Australian citizens, Afghan nationals, and one foreign national out of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. The flight also dropped ADF personnel and workers from Home Affairs and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to facilitate visas for people exiting the country. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison had a message for people smugglers.
We will only be resettling people through our official humanitarian program, going through official channels.
He says there will be many more evacuation flights over the coming days. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
A dramatic spike to 633 new COVID-19 cases in New South Wales has marked a grim milestone, with the Premier warning the worst is yet to come. The state's previous high of 478 cases on Monday was easily eclipsed, as Gladys Berejiklian revealed that every person with the virus was passing it on multiple times. Ms Berejiklian says the stay-at-home message is not getting across despite repeated warnings.
Don't break the rules. Everybody knows what they mean. Small number of people are choosing to ignore what the rules are. And as Deputy Commissioner Warboy said, in one day alone, more than 400 people that police know of across the state left their house for the wrong reason.
Indigenous groups have told an inquiry a handful of councillors won't reach Stolen Generation survivors in time to hear their stories and piece together the evidence about their abuse. Emily Minnie has the details.
An independent review of the second year of the National Redress Scheme's operation found the process needed to make a claim was traumatising, bureaucratic and too slow. Review Chief Robin Cruck says there is a group that are very clearly potentially eligible for the scheme who are currently not able or currently are not accessing it. English as a second, third or fourth language is a barrier for the national program that depends on people telling their life history and reliving the trauma. Many suffer anxiety, ill health or have a disability and need a lot of time to tell their story and to get over their distrust of the government.
Qantas will require its frontline employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 within 3 months. Qantas and Jetstar pilots, cabin crew and airport workers will have until November 15th to be fully jabbed. Other group employees, such as those in head office, will have to be fully immunised against COVID by the end of March next year. Qantas boss Alan Joyce had called on the federal government to mandate the jab for the aviation industry, but did not wait for it to move. A second South Australian MP has been referred to an official investigator over allegations of bullying. Treasurer Rob Lucas says he has referred allegations against Labor MP Tony Piccolo to the Commissioner for Public Sector Employment. It follows claims a former trainee in the MP's office was subjected to escalating harassment and abuse leading up to his resignation. The state government last month referred bullying allegations against Sports Minister Corey Wingard to the Commissioner for Investigation.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 5 minutes past three here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And again, it's a sunny Wednesday afternoon. Very blessed here. We're sitting at 18 degrees. It's a lovely day out there, I've got to say. I don't know about you guys, but each and every day that comes along, I'm very blessed and thankful for the sun that's coming up, because the next 2 days are going to be exactly that as well. Tomorrow is going to be slightly warmer than today. Today we have tops of 19, although tomorrow it's going to be tops of 22, mostly sunny. Very, very, very beautiful day ahead. And also Friday, tops of 24, but also a sunny day as well.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Base Hill, the Hume Highway between Johnston Road and Strickland Street, there's been a car crash. Very heavy traffic conditions currently. The highway has been closed in this westbound direction. And in Kellyville, Windsor Road near Wrights Road, there's been a car breakdown with a towing trailer. One of two southbound lanes have been closed.
It's now School Zone time on Alive 90.5. Please take care.
So we are live on Alive 90.5 currently, and this is the wrong track. So
this is the wrong track. The wrong track. Bobby's with us from the New York. From the Iowa, right, Bobby?
That's correct. I'm in Iowa, US.
So where is Iowa, please? Can you just give us a sort of, like, before I start Googling? It's a nice and warm, or it's a...
Yes. Well, at the moment it's summer, so it's been pretty hot, but it's so Iowa's, they call it in the Midwest, so it's kind of right in the middle of the US, about two-thirds of the way up, if that makes sense, if you want to put a dot on it. So yeah, the state of Iowa.
It does make sense, you know, like, I know that people in US must be happy to can travel and everything else. So Bobby, when you run your business, you know, when all this happened and you're already in US, what did you saw as the biggest challenge for everybody in tourism industry? I know that you know, in Australia I can see that tourism literally died, you know what I mean, but how did you saw globally and maybe in US, what was a pivoting for you moment that you continue doing this?
Yeah, so I mean I've only been in the US for the last 2.5-3 months, so I came over here late June, mainly to see my partner's family and be with her, but also because, you know, tourism was still alive over here, so it was partly to save the business. The biggest problem I see is just the speed at which things are changing. So you can book a flight for tomorrow and not know if you're going to be able to get on it, because it's changing so quickly, and the restrictions are changing so quickly globally that
yeah,
there's just this huge level of uncertainty. That's the issue at the moment.
My God, it's like, look, you know, like I remember last year, but it's obviously you're here in Australia, where they give us this virtual tours, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, that kind of replaced that feeling, you know, when you're somewhere in a person. So, you know, when I realized you're in the US, and Matt, he says, no, he's in Queensland. It's like, no, the man is in the US, he's not in Queensland. You know what I mean? Like, I think the conversation's going to be different. But, you know, last year, do you believe that appetites for the tourism is gonna skyrocket once this is over, or you believe that it's gonna be?
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Look, there's people still want to travel, especially in the Australian culture. It's ingrained as part of our culture. You know, the overseas gap year, the Bali holiday, the Thailand weekend away. It's part of Australians' culture to travel, and so that is going to come back. And it's going to come back with a vengeance, I think. It's just a matter of
vengeance. Okay, good. That's a good prophecy.
Yeah, I like to think so. I mean, look, I think it's going to take the best part of, you know, 5 years or a decade for travel to be as free as what it has been. I honestly think it's a long-term thing before we get the same freedoms as what we have worldwide.
Yeah.
In the past, I think, you know, there's going to be, whether it be, I don't know, some sort of vaccine passport. You know, they've had that in Africa with the yellow fever vaccine for decades, and it's worked great. But I think there's going to be some sort of level of restriction worldwide for a long time to come. So we'll be back traveling. It's just a matter of how and when. You know?
I think it's going to be more like isolated, Matt. What do you think? Like, mm-hmm. You know, people are going to have that, you know, cabin fever, you know, like far away from the people. I would go in heartbeat, you know, in what's it called, in Dubai. And I know that it's like the things, so like, you know, I think desperation actually drives me to travel, you know what I mean, without hesitation, even, you know, I know it's dangerous, but, you know, after all, you know, so when you travel in the US, Bobby, was the plane full, or is this, you know, like, you know, semi empty or 20 seats as we're hearing on a social media?
Yeah, So when we flew out from Sydney, so we flew Sydney, sorry, Brisbane to Sydney was a standard domestic flight normal. Then Sydney to LA, there was about 25 people on the entire plane.
Jesus.
So there was more rows than people.
Jesus.
It was incredible because obviously, I mean, you need a government exemption to be able to leave. So and they're quite hard to get. So there just isn't people leaving, which is you know the intention of the restrictions. Saying that, the second we landed in LA, we had to transit to a domestic flight within the US over Chicago.
Yeah.
And that plane was 100% full. There wasn't an empty seat on the plane.
It was a shock for you.
Oh, complete shock. I just haven't been in that close proximity with that number of people for such a long time.
Do you think people...
Because obviously in Australia, it's all about social distancing. So then to be a sardine crammed on a plane...
That's just...
As soon as we got here.
Just like we used to be, right? Do you think people have
that... Yeah, just like we used to be. But you almost get used to being, you know, having your own space. And so suddenly when you're one of many again, it's a bit daunting. It's scary.
I was going to say, because in my experience, when COVID hit, right, I was noticing, you know, everyone's like... So, like a little personal bubble was growing and growing. No one could take being in each other's like proximity, although I noticed that within myself in a way as well. And then just naturally, we're sort of just grown to be like live this way of like, okay, keep your 1.5, keep your 2 meters away. Like, and do you think...
Exactly, yeah.
Do you think it's almost like social conditioning?
Oh, absolutely. People are getting used to having that more space and you know, they say it only takes 6 or 8 weeks to form a habit. Well, we've now had a year and a half of this.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And so it's very much habitual to people. You know, it is become a habit to stay that far away, so.
You know what, I was always dreaming that I'm going to come on a plane, you know, because I was never fortunate enough to have the, you know, enough money for the first class ticket, you know. I mean, even I was working hard and I was envying these people, and I mean, on a plane first class, I said, they're going to stretch their legs, still Dubai, shower, you know, steak and everything else, and I'm sitting in a tail, you know what I mean, next to the toilet, you know what I mean, shaking and everything else. So, Bobby, can I ask you, comparing the tickets before the COVID and the people who are leaving Australia, what are you expecting in a fees, let's go say, Sydney, LA? What would be now the fees for the ticket to fly, obviously, Sydney, LA?
Yeah, great question. So, outbound is actually very similar to what it used to be.
Oh, okay.
It's slightly elevated, but, you know, Sydney to LA, I'm finding tickets for $1,100, $1,200 to get you Sydney to LA, which isn't that much different to what it used to be.
Yes.
The big difference is trying to come home.
Okay. Do I need to sell the Matt Caruana?
Yeah, I'm not sure how many kidneys you got left to sell.
He has a 2 perfect 21 year old kidneys, so that's okay.
These numbers are all very subjective because it's changing daily. But to give you an idea, the next available flight that I've got for my clients to get home to Australia from LA is in October. So it's the second week in October, and that's selling for about $14,000 one way.
$14,000,
how?
Yeah, so I mean, that's the next available flight. So that's kind of what they're calling last minute now, is 6 weeks away. But that's kind of as soon as you're going to be able to get home.
Yeah.
If your timeline's a bit longer than that, and you're happy to wait until kind of December, January, you're down to around the $4,000 mark, which is still twice, three times what it used to be.
Jesus.
But it's crazy.
So
may I ask you why is price to come back higher than leaving? Is there any for that, or is it first class, or I don't know?
Maybe you get
some, you know, lap dances or something. I don't know, like, but now jokes aside, but why is that there?
Yeah, so at the moment there's less than 400 people a week allowed back into Australia.
Yeah.
So because of that, airlines are getting, you know, so say a flight from LA to Sydney might be told they're only allowed to have 15 people on board.
Mm.
So the airlines have to cover costs, right? You know, they've got to somehow cover costs. So those 15 seats on that LA to Sydney flight are suddenly in hugely high demand. And so it's purely a supply and demand economical issue, right? You've got 10,000 people wanting to get home. You've got 15 people out on the plane. It's going to drive the price up. You know, these guys are flying aircraft that are designed to carry 300 or 400 people.
Yes.
And they've got costs associated with that. And so obviously a lot of that is offset by freight, which is how they're still flying. They're all relying on freight contracts.
Yes.
But coming back in, it's purely supply and demand. A lot of people want them and there's not many of them, you know.
Look, I've become aware, you know, that, you know, just by listening to you that it's a tremendous cost. Like if you're looking for $40,000 return ticket plus $3,000 quarantine, that's 17 grand. That's a substantial amount of money. I mean, that's a, you know, a incentive itself that you don't travel. But those who mm-hmm. can. So, Bobby, can I ask you how you are in your agency, you know, can be contacted before we wrap it up, and, you know, how you can assist the clients across the globe in Australia and where they can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So hailtravel.com.au is our website. There's a contact form on there. If not, social media seems to be the way people are communicating these days. So just Hail Travel and Events on Facebook, and send a message through there and I'll get back to you from there. So basically what we can offer is first-hand experience of how to get yourself to get an exemption, how to travel, what airlines are reliable, what airlines are cancelling flights, what airlines are flying, the safest way to do it without risking getting bumped or losing your money. You know, I can also ensure that you're getting fares that are refundable, so if you do need to cancel because of border restrictions and stuff, you can get your money back. So there's many things that agents can do to assist, and yeah, well, I've kind of got now a lot of experience. I've got over 100 people back or in and out of Australia over the last 6 months.
That's a very successfully.
That's so very successful. Yeah, so it's been fun. It's been a lot of work, but it's been great.
It's been a lot of work.
Yeah. Look, Bobby, yeah. You know, thank you very much for being our guest today. Thank you very much for the helping those who wants to come back to their families in Australia and around the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to come on our website live 905.com.au tonight after 6:30 p.m. They're going to be the podcast and interview with Bobby Hale from Hale Traveling, right?
Hale Travel, correct. Hale Travel.
And you know, you can feel free to come in touch with Bobby. We're going to promote this interview as well on our website, Facebook page, Business Insights with Matt and Mario. And feel free to contact this lovely gentleman who took a time in Iowa. You know, what time it is again? Sorry, I know you said. What time it is now?
Currently, it's about 20 past midnight now. So
20 past midnight, okay. Oh, God, sorry.
Bobby, you sound like you have all this energy left inside
that's,
of you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm sorry. I forgot what time it is there. So, Bobby, thank you very much. Good luck to you and your family. I'm wishing you guys all the best. Bobby, we're going to be in touch privately. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Bobby Hale from the hailtravel.com.au. Feel free. Get in touch with him if you need to come out to Australia or come back to Australia to help you with air tickets. Matt and I will take it. Thank you, Bobby, and I will speak to you soon, Bobby.
Thank you so much. Take care, guys.
Thank you again, Bobby. Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, this has been Business Insights with Mario and Matt. It's currently 18 minutes past 3. We're going to take you into a quick short break before Mario and I get into conversation between us. Stick around.
Alive 90.5.
Yeah.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts. Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid timber, engineered, laminate and vinyl flooring, as well as carpet, blinds and shutters. An authorised dealer of major brands like Boral, Preference and Quickstep. Call 98946660 or visit setimbers.com.au to arrange a free quote today. Station sponsor, SE Timber Floors and Shutters, ingrained quality.
Okay, medical students, who can tell me what blood type A means?
It means that A type antigens are in the blood.
Very good. And who can tell me what B type blood means?
Oh, me.
Yes.
A B type blood means
Blacktown! Blacktown! Blacktown City! Woo! Blacktown City is in the blood.
And is it a rare blood type?
Not around my neck of the woods.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
1, 2, 3.
2 in 3 child car seats are not being used properly.
4, 5, 6, 7.
And if you don't put your child in their car seat correctly, they're 7 times more likely to sustain life-threatening injuries in the event of a crash. They're counting on you. Make sure your child is safe. Find out at childcarseats.com.au. A message from the New South Wales Government.
This is Your Sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
Are we alive now? Are we alone in the studio now? Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio live 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Matt and Mario were interviewed today, two awesome guests from US, William and Bobby. Both of them, they are here to help you. William, ex-Navy SEAL, 26 years, combat experience. You know, he saw all, done all. Bobby as well, he's a Queenslander, but he's currently in the US, helping other people to find a spot on a plane to come back to Australia. I'd like to share with all of you my gratitude. Gratitude for the past 3 years for me being this radio station. I don't get the phone calls every day so often, but you know, I get them from time to time in studio, particularly on Wednesday morning when I'm replacing awesome Ainsley Dennis. Without you guys, I would be nothing. Without Matt Caruana, I would be nothing. Because what makes me very happy that sitting behind this desk every week, I try to bring the best guests possible without glitter of the Hollywood and the shiny souls and, you know, all these, you know, great websites. Matthew Caruana and I, we bring you the people who are like you and I, who are selflessly giving their time, their experiences for all of you. I know it's hard, it's difficult. It's going to be worse before we become better, but every beginning has the end. Even this is going to finish. So I'm inviting you to stay with us on radio station every day in this studio. I just saw the Matt come back. Did you come back in the studio?
I'm back. And I think what I love about what you're sharing is that the people we bring on, and I'm like, obviously I can speak for this as well because I'm the other half of this radio show, is the authenticity and genuine persona behind each and every person that we bring on is something to really take away. And it makes me think to myself, how can I carry myself and be more authentic? And I think that's something that we can definitely apply to all our lives. It doesn't matter who you are. The ability to be authentic and really be true to yourself and own who you are is something that we all need to have, because if we don't, we are not only giving people a false identity of who we are, but we're actually selling ourselves short as a result, because we're not staying true to who we are. And the truth always comes up. And when it comes up, if it's been so long of inauthenticity, it just goes and it deteriorates.
So can you just tell me right now, what do you mean we're selling ourselves short?
We sell ourselves short when we're not authentic, because when we aren't, the truth always comes out. When the truth comes out, people are going to notice that we were not only lying, but we aren't who we say we are. And people don't appreciate that. Not only do they not appreciate that, but things will go downhill. You'll start getting a bad reputation. With a loss of reputation, it's harder to build connections. I'm sorry, you're going to feel lonely. If you're going to feel lonely, you're going to feel down. And it's heartbreaking to hear that, but it's truth, and you see people that have that.
So do you see this around us happening now daily? You know, what do you think, what are you seeing around us, Matt? What's happening right now?
Personally, what I see a lot is now you see a lot of inauthenticity, and it's out there. It's blatant obvious. In certain industries, it's very high. It's just everywhere. Although you quickly see a loss of reputation, people's clients, they turn on them. People's connections, they turn on them as well. They don't appreciate it. They can't take it. They really can't. And Mario, I'm sure you would know this better than anyone else with what you do, investigations, and you would know how to see right through it.
But you know what I like to happen right now in this very moment? Can you dial somebody randomly of our guests maybe and ask them to join us in the studio? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just doing something with our lovely Matt Caruana. We are just running now the phone calls, kindness, gratitude, and calling people we used to be having in the studio. As I said, like you hear the dialing in the background. I don't know who Matt is calling, but I'm very grateful that we have the opportunity to reach people, as I said, like who are authentic, people who are knows what they're talking about. They've been there, done that. They've gone to the worst, and they're sharing with us on a daily basis how to become better, how to survive the day. So we will see if it's possible to reach any of our guests, previous guests. We're doing that randomly. They even don't know. It's like an ambush. It's an ambush behind the corner. So Matt is calling somebody right now. On that note, I just like to say, current time, it's at 3:28 p.m. And current temperature sits about 18.5 degrees. We take a short break. Matthew Caruana and Mario Beckes on Business Insights.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Alive 90.5.
I see you standing at the front of the land, waiting for something I can't make out. But I wanna talk to you to pull you aside. I wanna ask you to come with me.
And it's time to come back to the line. So Matt Caruana and myself, we called somebody randomly. His name is Davesh. Davesh, can you hear us?
I can, absolutely.
Okay, so this was a surprise. You know, Matt and I were talking like how to make it your day, you know what I mean, bad. So we just call you. Davesh, thank you for answering the phone call. And Davesh, short, sharp and shiny, how are you?
I'm great. I'm a bit surprised, but
of course you're surprised. You know why you're surprised?
Tell me why.
I'll tell you why. I'll teach you now something, you know what I mean? So that's gonna cost you what he's falling. Ladies and gentlemen, Davesh was our previous guest, somebody who knows how to make your day beautiful. That's why we call it Davesh, because Matt and I, we have the list of the guests, which is very short, which is a four names only, over 1 year of broadcasting together. To call randomly, say thank you for being our guest before, Davesh, but we're going to give you the mic. I'm going to give the mic to Matt.
Yeah, I mean, Dev, it was my idea to bring you on. I love the fact that we're having this conversation right now.
Yeah, so, man, it's awesome. It's always good.
It's always good, man. How have you been today?
Man, I've been excellent. I just had a couple of really great conversations. spend a little bit of time outside in the car. You know, you can be in your own bubble and you can take it anywhere you want within reason.
You're telling us you're doing your bubble by yourself in the car.
Absolutely.
The singles bubble in the car. That's called Tinder.
So what was the conversation today, if you can share with us, Lavesh? What was your weirdest conversation today?
Well, I just had conversations with, just a couple of friends I haven't caught up with in a little while. Mm-hmm. It was just it was a nice conversation talking about, how to keep your inner momentum strong, how to not get caught up with everything that's happening on the outside, and how to make sure that your inner rhythm is loud enough that no matter what's happening on the outside, you've got your own beat to dance to and take it with you wherever you go. Those were what my conversations were about today.
How do we, because that's a huge topic of conversation there, having our own beat and rhythm that we can dance to in our course of life. How do we find where our beat is and our rhythm is and where we're at? How do we stay conscious of those things in our life? And what could that mean for us if we were to stay conscious and become aware of it?
Sure. So I think without overcomplicating it, I think the very first thing to do is to realize that sometimes there's an imbalance in energy. And sometimes the imbalance is too much energy coming in from one point, which is mental energy, right? So I think the very first thing you think about is, right, I'm thinking too much. What can I do to think less? So you're kind of thinking your way out of the problem or thinking your way into the problem. So I think the very first thing is actually to, shift your environment, shift your space, just do something that puts your intention in doing something that you're not just habitually doing, like habitually pulling out your phone, opening YouTube. It's 1 o'clock now. Yep, I do this, so I don't know what to do, but I'm going to go and sit in my chair and I'm going to turn on the news and I'm going to do this. Now, if you don't have your momentum, then the momentum will be created for you. So you have to direct your energy. You can't control how you feel for a whole hour, but you can direct your energy. What I mean by that is getting up and just, just walk outside your door and just say, I'm going to just go outside for like 10 minutes and I'm going to just walk up and down the street. I'm going to start for 15 minutes in reading a book. And I'm going to make this little rhythm where for 30 minutes every morning, I'm going to get outside the house, I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to come back, I'm going to read something just for 5 minutes, I'm going to do 10 jumping jacks, and I'm going to make this little ritual where I can start creating this little rhythm, this momentum. So even when I have absolutely nothing to do, it's not about the intensity of what you're doing. It's really just about the consistency and creating a little rhythm. It's not about doing one big thing, it's about even for 1 minute, doing three little things, doing one jumping jack, reading one page out of your favorite book and just looking back at a memory of something that you did 3 years ago that makes you feel good, that reminds you that the possibility is there in every single moment. And just those three little things over a course of a couple of minutes really gives you a sense of aliveness. It gives you a little rhythm, a thinking point, a different place for the energy to go to. But if you don't do that, then you might just sit there. You might open the YouTube, you'll just be thinking about what you're thinking about, and guess what will happen? Your energy is being directed for you. So I think the most important thing to remember is not what you're doing, it's the fact that you're consciously doing it. That's the most important part.
It sounds like just bringing yourself back to the awareness of it all.
Absolutely.
I know I definitely do this, where I operate in my day-to-day life, where because we're all like people of patterns. We will operate based on like behavioral patterns that we have, and like we do this first and this then this. We'll have the same like morning routine most days. We'll do the same things most days. As sad as it is to sort of say that in here, but one thing that I love is that what you talk about being a rhythm and finding your beat and just. In a way, directing the rhythm to what is something that you want to look like is something so powerful. And just the ability to have the awareness is what really transforms things.
Mate, if there's a little something that I can share, and this is coming from a very real place, even when I say that, that's not to say that I normally don't come from a very real place, but I just want to emphasize this one thing.
So, you know, I had been doing the whole work from home, quote unquote, isolation thing, you know, 3 years before this pandemic thing hit. And honestly, like, I didn't think it would make a difference, but it does. So I went from, you know, leaving my job to kind of traveling and always being in a different location. But I realized every time I came back to Australia, I wanted to then run away again because there's no sense of rhythm or aliveness back in your normal space. And I'm like, well, that can't be a way of living. So I've got to create that same level of rhythm where I am. And I just realized that you think, you know, the things, you know, you think about the perfect job, you think about, you know, how much you get paid and all of that stuff. But the thing that makes it fun is waking up in the morning, you know, putting on your clothes, looking forward to the day, getting on the bus or the train or that little transit point where you're making that transition away from the identity of who you are at home, the things you think about, to stepping into this little space where you're preparing yourself, you're transitioning yourself to a different point. And then it's not about how your day goes at work, it's, you know, who you ran into when you're on the way to your desk, saying hello to the guy in the team next to you, or, you know, having lunch with somebody, meeting a friend after work. It's all the little things you do in between that add rhythm to your day. And we don't notice those, right? So if you're at home and you get up and you just sit down and you go work, you go to work, there's no separation. Then what starts happening is the lines start blurring and there's no separation to how you feel at home to how you feel outside. And this is why it's not what you do, it's what's important. If it's important for you to connect with a human being, go to a consistent coffee shop, go and say hello to the barista. You know, if it's important for you to have adventure, go and have adventure every single day. Like, try something new, wear a different fun outfit, even when you're at home. You know, learn something that's exciting, that sticks in your mind more than the number of COVID cases. You've got to ignite that thing inside you. And you might think that takes some effort. And you know what? Yeah, you're right, it does. What's the price you pay for not doing it?
You know, Devesh, I want to just say thank you for picking up the phone today. I know that Matt and I, we surprised you. But most importantly, thank you for uplifting our listeners. In because that's what they need. I truly believe I'm going to talk to the Matt. We need a, not just a hope, but we need a continuous beacon, and it's hard, it's difficult, and you say the price to pay, it's tremendous. It's the price of everything, it's a high, but yet how we are diverting our energy or directing our energy, not diverting, it is very important. So thank you for this. I really, really thank you, Devesh. What do you say, Matt?
Yeah, thank you, Dev. Honestly, I'd love to ask one more question just before we wrap things up, though.
No, you can't. Time is up, eh?
No, yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I run the show as well. Yeah. So, Devesh, and like this, like I love the topic we're talking about, and you and I have conversations about this all the time. It's one thing I love is for listeners, how can they build this awareness? What could they do to become more aware and present in their lives, of their rhythm and their beat?
Well, what's the very first thing? If there's a song that you know is playing, but you can't hear it because maybe you're listening to something that's louder. So if your phone's ringing and there's a conversation and you really need to hear a message that's coming to you, but the TV's on and it's really loud and the radio's on and it's really loud, what's the best way for you to hear the conversation that's waiting for you?
By stepping out and actually listening to the conversation.
Stop.
Absolutely.
Stop watching Tinder? No.
Well, it's actually to actually turn. Remember, it's very hard to stop something completely. But what you can do, imagine that there's an invisible knob at the, you know, in your mind, and you can control the volume of how loud thoughts are in your mind and how much something controls your attention. And imagine you could just take that invisible knob and you can just turn it down a little bit. And then in the space that remains, just turn that up and actually just think nothing for 5 minutes. Just go for a walk and actually spend some space with yourself and let the thoughts come in. Sometimes it's not forcing yourself to think something. It's just turning down the noise that's there and to stop feeding it. And if nothing else works, the moment you stop thinking about anything, you start feeling better. That might be a good place to start.
Man, that was good.
That's perfect.
That was good.
Turning like, down the volume.
That was a good pick, Matt, by you to call Devesh. That was
I'm glad.
No, seriously, this is what you did. This is your friend this is your connection. You know, even had a Davesh studio. It is what I needed now. I must say this, you know, there's no jokes. You know, I mean, like, even I have the cyclic moments, you know, being up and down. Like Leslie said this morning, you know, I walk in the surgery. Sorry, Davesh, you need to listen to this, but there was a several men waiting in the surgery, right? And, you know, Professor Haddad comes inside and receptionist, oncologist, and everybody else, and, you know, you go by name, whatever, how to do this. And I saw his face, I saw oncologist, and, you know, I just said, like, I just want to know. He said, okay, Mario, there is no cancer. And I was like, man, like, you know, I mean, you can tell me nothing else, you know what I mean? And then when I was walking out, I tried to be happy, and then I realized that faces are changing on Professor Haddad and the oncologist, other lady, the face are changing with the next patients. So receptionist hold my hand, she say, like, just wait. And I said to myself, I'm happy, you know, I got the clearance, but the guy who's come after me is going to be smashed, you know what I mean? That's something, you know what I mean? And that's, Davesh, I'm grateful that you today with us, sir.
Thank you for picking up the phone,
Joe. Yeah. It takes two hands to clap. I know cliches are cliches for a reason, so, you're equally as... thank you. It was just perfect. It was meant to be. I appreciate the call.
Yeah. So listen, don't be discouraged, you know what I mean? That, sorry, don't think we'll not dial you again next Wednesday as well, because, look, the point is very simple. We really like it what you said. I like this, and I truly appreciate that listeners are going to like it as well. And I thank you for picking up the phone, Davesh.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for the call.
Much love, Davesh. We'll talk soon.
I'll speak to you guys next Wednesday.
See you, Dev. Have a good afternoon.
See you guys.
You too.
Hello, I'm Sam Mamone and Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, the specialist in residential management. Call us on 9980 9860. We pride ourselves on taking the stress out of property management, looking after you and your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, call me, Sam Mamone from Cherrybrook Real Estate, 9980 9860.
Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. InsightIntelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
This is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
I'll be honest, I'm alright with me. Sunday mornings in my own bed sheets, I'll be waking up alone. I haven't thought of her for days. I'll be honest, it's better off this way. But every time I think that I can get you out my head, you never ever let me forget. 'Cause just when I think you're gone, hear a song on the radio. Just like that takes me back to the places we used to go. And I've been trying, but I just can't fight it. When I hear it, I just can't stop smiling. I remember you're gone, baby. It's just a song on the radio that we used to know.
I'll be honest, I'm alright with me. Sunday mornings
time I think that I can get you out my head. You never ever let me forget. Cause just when I think you're gone, hear a song on the radio. Just like that takes me back to the places we used to go. And I've been trying but I just can't fight it. When I hear it I just can't stop smiling. I remember you're gone, baby, it's just a song on the radio that we used to know. Just when I think you're gone, hear a song on the radio. Just like that takes me back to the places we used to go. And I've been trying but I just can't fight it. When I hear it I just can't stop smiling. I remember you're gone, baby, it's just a song on the radio. And I've been trying but I just can't fight it. When I hear it I just can't stop smiling. I remember you're gone, baby, it's just a song on the radio.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
Henny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Henny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at pennyscrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02 8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5.
It's 11 minutes to 4 here on Alive 90.5.
Oh, it's time to wrap it up here, mate. But before we go, mate, I do have the one, I will call this personal question or whatever you want to call. Yesterday, I heard on a press conference on Victoria COVID situation, whatever it is, and one of the questions, journalists asked two questions, was let's increase in the suicide in between age 8 to 18. And it's a 51% increase. So, Matt, you know, in your words, can you, because you, Matt Caruana, he tried to commit suicide, he comes on the other end, and then he spending all his energy, time, and effort to help everybody who even consider taking over life, preventing suicide, which is a very difficult topic for everybody, even for the Matt itself. But what I would like to ask Matt, in this very moment, you know what I mean? What is a message you can share with all those who are going through the difficult moments and they, you know, they believe there is no exit for them. They just, then there's nothing there for them.
It's hard and it's heartbreaking. It truly is. When I hear stuff, when people are ending their own life, when I hear statistics are just through the roof and it's not being talked about, it honestly really gets to me. But to these people that are struggling, the first thing that I have to say and I want to bring out to each and every person listening, it is not worth it. Not is it not worth it that things are rough. And you know what? I can't explain why life gets that way. And it somewhat has to be that way at times. Although what comes after that rough time is the most beautiful thing. It always does. And in my situation, I mean, to the point where I felt the need to throw myself 35 meters high to end my own life because I felt that worthless. I felt like I was that big of a waste of space, but I would come out in an even worse situation, not only thinking and feeling in the exact same way that I was, but now physically challenged where I had severed my spinal cord and become a paraplegic. So what am I saying? What am I saying is that this journey and period of time in my life was the hardest that I've gone through by far. And I mean, I was brought to a place where, I mean, if I was worthless beforehand, best believe I felt that to even greater degree afterwards for the fact that I'd failed. and this really got to me and ate me up inside. Although it would be a beautiful turning point for me where I eventually found a path that fulfilled me. I was able to help other people. I was able to inspire other people. And you know what? Things started to shift. And life no longer became about me, but it became about other people because I was helping others. And as a society, all we want is to be able to help the people around us. We all want to contribute and play our part in our day-to-day lives. We have loved ones, we have friends, we have neighbors, we have communities that we all care about and families that we all love and cherish. It's so important that we take our opportunities to be able to care, nurture, and really support these relationships. That's what we want to do. If you are in a bad place, take it from me. It took me ending up in a wheelchair after my attempted suicide to finally say that, no, that support is out there. And it just starts with someone close to you. For me, it was my girlfriend. I hadn't spoken to her in a long time. I'd constantly lied to her. But the first time I approached her, I was in hospital. I was a week out of leaving hospital. I was in a critical condition. I was not a pretty sight, let's just say that. And I wasn't the man I used to be. Before my injury, I was this buff, ripped 16-year-old guy. And now, in hospital, I'm this scrawny, skinny, splints on my forearms, catheter, tubes going through me, on medication, and in a wheelchair. And you know what? Her name was Viv. You know what Viv said? Viv said, Matt, I've never felt closer to you. I've never loved you more. Now, honestly, I choke up on my words because it's so real, and what this meant to me was the absolute world. I'm trying to refrain from swearing, but it meant the absolute world to me because I thought all hope was gone. I thought that things weren't going to be good at all. I thought just life in itself was going to go down the hole, but there was hope. Why? Because firstly, support was around, and I found, you know what? Viv felt closer to me. She never loved me more. And this transitioned to other things. I started talking to some of my friends. Now look, it's in reality, not everyone's going to want to deal with it. But you're going to find out who your true friends are and who really values you as much as you value them. And then the two people that I thought were never going to know, my parents, I ended up talking to them. And from having a very disconnected relationship at one stage to now having a relationship where we had never been closer, and still to this day are becoming closer and closer. I'm now 21 years old, 5 years after my injury. I can say with conviction that the reason I'm grateful for what had happened, it was once the worst thing that ever happened to me, but it's now something I'm grateful for, is because I've learnt the lesson of opening up. I've learnt how I can help other people and that this is not a way to go about life. I say this with absolute passion and conviction. My heart honestly crumbles each and every time I hear a tragic situation. There is so much going on right now. Suicides are through the roof. Mental health statistics are through the roof. And people just feel like there is no way out. I'm telling you there is. I'm telling you, for you to hold on, it's going to be worth it. And take it from someone who's literally sitting in a wheelchair. No matter what, or no matter how hard life gets, keep your wheels spinning.
I'm speechless. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what Matt and I are doing. This radio show, it is not about Matt and I. It's all about you. And as much as a lot of talk about business, entrepreneurship, and, you know, how do you become more abundant and happier, it's very important, this mental health awareness. And I'm very grateful for having Matt in the studio because he taught me a lesson. 21 years old, teach me a lesson, because even I hit the walls and, you know, I feel devastated most of the time when I'm down and I don't know how to pick myself up. And, you know, the good thing it is, I have the people I can talk around as well. But most importantly, you guys, everywhere in Sydney, in Australia, don't give up. Don't stop believing in yourself. What has beginning has the end. And I'm telling you, as a somebody who spent 5 years consecutive in the war, even I was young, I was Matt's age, I didn't see the end, and, you know, I have the different ideas in my head. But one thing, what you have, it's this great radio station, this awesome radio show. And if you ever feel down, feel free to reach Matt Caruana. Feel, please flood his Facebook, Matthew Caruana. You can find him there, and he's somebody who's gonna literally hold your hand. Do you know why? Because he done something with maybe some of you contemplating. But the most importantly, we have the great music, we have the great guests, and we're always gonna be there on your side. Matt, time to say goodbye.
Absolutely. Guys, this has been Business Insights with Mario and Matt. If you guys do want to reach out, my Facebook's Matthew Caruana, my Instagram is Matt Shares, and my website's mattcaruana.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to support you. This has been Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Thank you very much for tuning in today. It's been a great show. Very grateful to have had both Will and Bobby on earlier. And thank you also for listening to my passionate... it's my passion, mental health. So, guys, have a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for listening.
Alive 90.5. TIM 3 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and you have the option to learn either face-to-face in the classroom or online via Zoom. Courses include leisure and lifestyle, languages, computer skills, business and work skills. Fee-free training is also available. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government, and eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with the Parramatta College. Enrol today. Call 9687 2072 or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 8850-3888 or email farid@atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
I know I've given up 100 times before. Something to ignore. You take me for